Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Vav. Welcome back, everyone. We have this little sugi here before the Mishnah, which is small in the lines of the Gemara that it takes up, but it's a sugi take a sugi for many dinim, is a sugi of Tfiyah Sayin and Simonim. Rava says that he originally thought that Simanim are better than Tfiyah Sayin. Haraya, we're machzor and aved with Simanim, and we're not machzor with Tfiyah Sayin. But now that he heard that we're Seimich at Tfiyah Sayin by Yisurim, so Rabbi Basra Shem Salam and Ayin says, Rava, I see that Tfiyah Sayin is better than Simanim. And then Rava goes to bring another raya, that Tfiyah Sayin is better, that the fact that Suma Mutar Ishtay and Bnei Adam Mutar Minishay Sey and Balayla, so it must be that really Tfiyah Sayin is enough to be Seimich on the Gabi Yisurim. So Rishayin Ravala, by a very important question here, that Rava says that originally he thought that Tfiyah Sayin is worse than Simanim, because we're machzor aveidu with Simanim, we're not machzor with Tfiyah Sayin. Say the Rishayin that no, that Harid Halacha is that we're machzor aveidu to a Tzurah Meir Abonim with Tfiyah Sayin. So we see that you can't be machzor aveidu with Tfiyah Sayin. That you're not machzor to a regular person with Tfiyah Sayin, only to a Tzurah Meir Abonim. It's because by an Amah Oretz, we're choshesh that he's lying, and he's just doing it to get it, even though it's not really his. He says that it's mine. And I have Tfiyah Sayin. But we have no reason to assume that he's telling the truth. Tzurah Meir Abonim, we're not choshesh that he's lying, so we assume he's telling the truth. So the fact that he's knocking with Tfiyah Sayin is a raya that it's his. So now Hainu, the Rishonim held in their question, at La'olam, we see from Aveda that Tfiyah Sayin, we're Semichan. And when a person has Tfiyah Sayin, he can be Semichan. So when the Tzurah Meir Abonim has Tfiyah Sayin, he can be Semich to say that it's his. That we're not Nachshar and Aveda, but Tfiyah Sayin is an entirely different reason. It's because we have no proof that you're telling the truth. So Tanama Aretz, who we assume is lying, said here, and he can't prove his points, so we have to be choshesh that he's lying. But a person always, but every person can always rely on Tfiyah Sayin for their own halachas, their own dinim, to know that it's the same thing. So therefore, lagabe yisurim, both the Talmid Chacham and a Amharitz are allowed to rely on their Tfiyah Sayin to say that it's okay. And they're both Mutar B'nishay Sayin Balayla, and both of them can assume that it's not Basar Shem Salam and Ayin, that it's the same piece of meat. But for someone else, that's outside of the picture, they have to be worried that the person is lying. And therefore you can't return an Aveda. When it comes to Chesh and Mishpat, you can't return an Aveda because of a Chashash Meshaker. And only by a Tzurah Meir Abonim, where there's no Chashash Meshaker, so I don't have to be worried that he's lying. And he himself knows because of Tfiyah Sayin. So Akoponim, it's a Kushi Atzuma on the Din of Rava. How could Rava have thought to prove from the fact that we're not Machzor an Aveda, but Tfiyah Sayin, that it's a right that we're not Semich on Tfiyah Sayin, other Rabbah from Aveda that were machzor to a Tzurah Meir Abonim with Tfiyah Sayin is Mukach that we are Semich on Tfiyah Sayin. That's their question. So the answer states this, that there are two types of Tfiyah Sayin. There's a Tfiyah Sayin Gomor and a Tfiyah Sayin Koldu. That we find the machzor in Aveda to a Tzurah Meir Abonim is by Tfiyah Sayin Gomor. It's Mamish Mamish Nikar. I have no something in the world that it's mine. I've been wearing this hat for the last 10 years. I know for sure that it's mine. You can't see it, but I can see it 100%. So that's when we're master. That's not the sugi is not talking about that. Sugi is not talking about when you know 100% that it's yours. Sugi is talking about it's Tfiyah Sayin Koldu. Looks like it's mine. Look, this is a little bit bent. It looks like it's mine. So there we don't find that we're master in Aveda to a Mirabonim with Tfiyah Sayin. And this Rav held that doesn't work b'chlal, that Tfiyah Sayin Koldu is not called Tfiyah Sayin. But he was able to prove in this din of Basar Shem Salam and Ayin. Here was Tfiyah Sayin Koldu, Taisa says. If that Meir went and asked the Shaila, then obviously he wasn't 100% sure that it was his. He's 100% sure there's nothing to talk about. Elmai is not 100% sure that it was his. And yet he was saying that Tfiyah Sayin to Tfiyah Sayin Koldu to say that it's mutter. The sugya by us is the sugya of Tfiyah Sayin Koldu. That's Taisus Shad in the sugya. So Shapira has a big question on Taisus. that Lamaisa, the Maskon of Rava, is that Tias Kain Koldu is better than Timonim. Right? That Rava said that he thought that Timonim was better than Tias Kain Koldu. Rava was Mechanish, I know that Tias Kain Koldu is actually better than Timonim. He asked Rav Yeager, it tells them before that we're only Machshir Naveda to a Tzur B'Merabanon with a Tfiya Zayin Gomor. Why only with a Tfiya Zayin Gomor? Even with a Tfiya Zayin Kolduhu, it could be Machshir and Aveda. Because at the Maskan of our Sugya, the Tfiya Zayin Kolduhu is better than Simon. So the Ridva answers this question that Rav Yeager asks. Says the Ridva, that in the Chanami, Lefi the Maskan of the Gemara, we could also be Machshir Naveda to a Tzur B'Merabanon with a Tfiya Zayin Kolduhu. That the Tzeis says we need a Tfiyas Ayin Gomor is only in the Havmin of the Gemara, the Havmin of Rava. Before Rava held that Tfiyas Ayin Koldu, we could rely on it. So then, even though we know that we're Machshir and to a Tzur Merabonon, that was with a Tfiyas Ayin Gomor. But once Rava says in the Maskon of Rava, even Tfiyas Ayin Koldu, we can rely on Lagabe Tzurim, we could also rely on it Lagabe Aveda, and when there's no Chashash Meshakir, like a Tzur Merabonon, then we can be Machshir with a Tfiyas Ayin Koldu. That's the Shakamataya of the Sugya according to Tesis. So according to Tesis, our Sugya was talking about it, a different type of Tfiyas Ayin than the Gemara there was Tfiyas Ayin Koldu, and that was a Nidain, and the Maskan is that even this works. From the Rishayin say another Teretz, Ramban, Rashba, Ridva, and Ran, they say that Avada Rava knew that we're Machshir and Aveda to a term Ravan with Tfiyas Ayin. But Rava held that was only the Tfiyas Ayin of a term Ravan. Tzur Rabban has a better type of Tfiyas Ayin. Not only that we're not chayish that he's lying, but his Tfiyas Ayin is more reliable. It's better, he's more medactic when he, about his chafatim. He knows that he has something and it's very important to know that this is mine. So when he buys it, he's very medactic to look at it, what exactly is the state that his object is in. So his type of Tfiyas Ayin is a better type of Tfiyas Ayin. The Nidin of Arsigya, says the Rishenim, was the Tfiyas Ayin of an Amaretz. Is that also called the Tfiyas Ayin? He's not as medactic as the term of Merabon. And this Rav was Mechadish, even the Tfiyas Ayin of an Amaretz is considered a Tfiyas Ayin. So in Cain, why do we only return an Aveda to a term of Merabon and a Tfiyas Ayin? Why do we not return to an Amaretz? And in the Havamin of Rav, the difference between an Amaretz and a term of Merabon about Aveda was because Tzur B'Merabon has a better Tfiyas Ayin. But once Rava tells us that we can even rely on the Tfiyas Ayin of an Amaretz, so why do we only return an Aveda to a Tzur B'Merabon and not an Amaretz? Answer the Rishayim, because of Chashash Meshaker. A different reason. There is another difference between an Amaretz and a Tzur B'Merabon. An Amaretz is a Chashash Meshaker, and therefore we don't, even though we rely, even though the Rabbi Yisurim, we could say that we know that you believe that it's yours, but I can't believe that it's yours. I have to be worried that you're lying. So we don't have to be chayish that he's lying. And he's allowed to be semich on his tfiyas ayin, and therefore we can be given back the aveda. It also seems that Rashi learned this way. Rashi never maskal but tfiyas ayin de kala. Rashi says the reason that we're not machshir an aveda to an amaret is because of chimun mamut. And his master and Rashi that in the Havmin we thought we didn't return it because we're not semich on the Tfiyas Ayin of an Amaretz. But once we see that we are semich on the Tfiyas Ayin of an Amaretz, so why do we not return the Aveda? The answer is Rashi, because of the Chashash of Chimun Mamun. So it comes out two drachim in the Rishenim in the Havmin of Rava. And Rava says that we're not machshir an Aveda with Tfiyas Ayin. And the Rishenim asks that we are machshir an Aveda to Tzur Merabon with Tfiyas Ayin. How could Rava say that we're not? He said, well, the Teretz of Tesis was to say that that's only Tfiyas Ayin Gomor, but not a Tfiyas Ayin Koldu. The Teretz of the Ramban, another Rishayim, was that was because a Tzur Merabon has a better type of Tfiyas Ayin than an Amaretz. And the Nidin of our Sugya was about the Tfiyas Ayin of an Amaretz. And a related point, an interesting thing that Rashi says that the reason we're not machshir an aveda is because of chimun mamon, because gezel v'arayis nafshi shel adam mechamdasan. So asks the Madana Yontif in Ois Ayin that if the gezel v'arayis nafshi shel adam mechamdasan, so how we're here, we say the person is mutra b'ishtoy. Why are we not chayshish that it's because of the chimun of arayis, and even though he's not 100% sure that it's his wife, because not shalom mechamdasan, so he assumes that it is. Just like we're choishesh for legabi avida because of gezel, she also be choishesh legabi to be mutter b'ishtei v'alayla. So the answer is the Madana Yontiv that the Gemara in Bava Basra daf kuf samachay Amar Rav Yudah Marav Ruben begezel miyuten ba'arayis. Mishamachi yesh lachmer yoyser begezel mi ba'arayis. Because there's a bigger chash says of gezel than arayis. Ruben begezel and only miyuten ba'arayis. So therefore, we're more chayshish like having gezel than we are like having arayis. That's his teretz. Mishad and Rashi. Rashi not so much. Rashi quoted a member that seems to equate gezel and arayis. But the Tiberi Hamuda says, "Lamaisa, there's a bigger yitzhara for gezel than there is for arayis." Chorim could say a different teretz than Rashi. That it could be that Rashi holds that the yitzhara is equal. But there's different points. One is a question of bein adam lahatzmai. What is the question? Einodim lachaveira. To be as mutter b'ishta b'layla is a question of yisurin. It's a question of yeridaya. So the person knows that it's his wife. He it's clear that it's his wife. So then it's mutter. What does he have to be chayshish for? But when the question comes to me, when I find an aveda, and someone else says that it's their aveda, so this is already a different question. Even though by you, you hold that it's your aveda, and you have no suffix. But how do I know that that's the case? I don't have any haychacha that it's yours. But you, there's no suffix. But you haven't proven the story to me that it's yours. So I have to be worried that maybe you're lying. That's all in questions of Dini Mominis and Cheshon Mishpat. But when the question is by the person by himself, so if he has no suffix, so then it's mutter. That's the chara we could answer for Rashi. However, the Matani Yontes holds not this way. That bad son, there's no difference. That just like on the Nachshir Naveda, the person himself also has to be Usher. Even though by him it's Mutter. The only reason is that you don't have to be Chayshish by Arayis is less of a Chashash than there is by Gezel. The related point to this is the Ramban in Gittin Daf Chav Zayin says that if an Amoretz is a Shliach to bring a Get, and a Get gets lost, Priya says that it's Fiyasayin, he knows that it's his. Says Ramban, we can return it to him. Because we see in our sugya that an Amma Oretz also has Tzvi Asayin. And we can be swimming on the Tzvi Asayin of an Amma Oretz. That's the opinion of the Ramban. However, the Rashba and the Chidushi Aran, they argue on the Ramban. They say that Efsha, that he's only doing it because he's getting paid. And if Shliach is getting paid, so now there's a momentous aspect to it. So just like we do not return an Aveda to an Amoretz because of the Chashash Meshaker, because he has a reason to make money. So also over here, he has a reason to make money. So the Chorei Dikur Yisrael of the Ramban is Mavur in our sugya, that an Amoretz has, we can rely on an Amoretz by Isurim, even though he has a Revach to it, he also has a Revach that he's Mutra V'ishtai, we can rely on it. But the Chorei, the time of the Rishonim is correct to Marsugya, that at Kama that he's going to make money on the deal, then it's like an Aveda. And then Aveda is more Chomer than Arayas. He's like either like the Madani Yontif says, because Ruben Begezel are mutant by Arayas, or like we said, because the question is a question by us. Can I rely on it? And at Kama that I, who found the Aveda, has to rely on the Tfiyas Ayin of Namoretz, and he has a reason that he's making money on the deal, Then I can't return it to. So it's hard to share the Raman, while the Raman is Mekel. Could be the Raman held that Mechit hates that he's getting paid. Maybe the payment is very little and the Iker, what he's doing, is giving a get. Shinkin by Aved, where the main aspect is the aspect of Mammonis, then we're Choshish. But here where it's Isurim, we're allowed to rely on him, or it's Lagabe Isurim, even though he also has some Revach Mammon. There's a very big chiddush of the Ran here in our sugya. The Ran says that you see in our sugya that really we rely on Tfiyasai. We rely on Lagabi Suri, Lagabi Basar Shana Salam and Ayin, and Lagabi Timutra Be'ishta Balaila. We rely on Tfiyasai. What's by Aveda? By Aveda, the reason we don't return is because of Chashash Meshaker. Says the Ran, Hu Adin Mitzia Nami Neman Adam Loimar, Elu Kelo Shel Ploini. Came to Leslie Hanomine, Loy Hashina de Meshaker. Says the Ran, Legabe Aveda, we're able to return an Aveda to someone with Tfiyas Ayin to somebody else. Tainu Ruvain comes and says, these are the Kalim of Shimon. That you found belongs to Shimon. And even though there's no Simon, but I know that this is Shimon's. If Shimon would come and say that they're mine, we would not give it to him. Because of a Chashash Meshaker. But if Reuven says they belong to Shimon, so there's no Chashash Meshaker. What is Reuven gaining from it? And maybe we can rely on a Tfiyas Ayin, even the Gavi Aveda. That is the opinion of the Ram. The Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav, Paragimel, asks on the Ram from a Gemara Bamatia, that's before not this way. Gemara says there that I find an Aveda, and two people come and say that it's theirs. One of them says Simonim, and that's correct. Those are the Simonim of the Chayfetz. And the other one says Simonim, and he also brings an Eid Echor, and it belongs to him. Halacha is that Yaniach, Yemunach, no one gets to keep it. Asks the Shmaita, Lefiduran, the Simonim cancel out. Each of them have Simonim, so we can't rely on Simonim. Then we should, but why do we not rely on the Eid Echor? The Eid Echor should be Machria, and whose it is? In Eid Echor himself has Nemons. That's the question of the Shmaita. The Chen Deshloima in Eben Ezer, Simon Chav Gimel, Sivkot Nun Zayin, answers the Zeh Alosh. The Kev in the Shneim Lefaneinu, the Zeh Oymer Simonim, the Zeh Oymer Simonim, Hasavik Lefaneinu Shal Mihu, Havi Kemoi Chaticha Mishtei Chatichois, Tikva Yisura, Te'eini Necho Nemon V'momon V'kein Zeh, Hu B'chlal O'yoko Me'rachot B'ish. Says the Chen Deshloima, when there are two people here in front of us, each one of them has a taina that it's his. So now it's like Igba Yisura. Igba Yisura, when there are two chatichas, one of them is mutter, one of them is usher, then Eid Echor is not nemon to say which one of them is mutter. And Eid Echor is only nemon, the whole nemon of an Eid Echor always by Yisurim. Is to say there's no suffix. Rashi says in Yevamis, Yerechot is Neman, Samchina Nolei calls Man Shloi Nechshor. We can assume that everything is okay, we can assume things are like the Yerechot. When there's already a lead that's a suffix of Fanenu, then an Yerechot does not have the ability to Machria a suffix of Fanenu. So that's why when there are two pieces of meat and we know one is Mutcher, one is Usser, so we can't just say the Yerechot has nothing to worry about. There's a lead that's a suffix. So the Eid Echor cannot be Machriya. So what do the Gabidini moments? Even though the Ran says that an Eid Echor could say that it belongs to someone else, that's only when there's no other Baldover saying that it belongs to him. When another Baldover comes and says it belongs to him, then the Eid Echor has no Nemonis. Loim Matzino that an Eid Echor could be Nemon to Machriya Ashaylo Faninu. That's the Chen Deshloima. The Chen Deshloima is what we said over, that the Nakud is that when there's another Baal Dover, even if it wouldn't be Simonim v'Simonim Eid Echor, even if it would just be Reuven comes and says it's his, and Shimon comes and says it's his, and he brings an Eid Echor. According to the Teretz of the Chen Deshloima, we've seen that even in that case, we would not rely on Eid Echor according to the Ram. Because once there's another Baal Dover saying that it's his, then we can no longer be Machriya. This all is in the sheet of the Ram. However, the Rabbeinu, the Ridvon Gittin, and the Rabbeinu Krashkash and Gittin, and Daf Chav Zayin, argues on the Ram. He says that even if a Talmud Chacham says that the Chavetz belongs to somebody else, that this Chavetz you found belongs to somebody else, Reuven, who's Talmud Chacham, comes and says the Chavetz belongs to Shimon, we do not return it to him. What's the pshat? Hey, the Tzur Merabon would say that it's his, we could give it to him. And then he says that it's somebody else's, so why can't we give it to them? I mean, the Tzur Merabon has no monos, like Abi Avedo. So Rabbeinu Krashka says a line. Because he says that it's somebody else's, Havadai Eidusi, came to Neid Lachirin. Ube Eidus Len Hemel on Tzur Merabon and Tsemi Amaretz. And by Eidus, there's no nafkamin of a Tzur Merabon more than an Amaretz. And the monos of that we find that a Tzur Merabon has no monos, like Abi Avedo, is to give the Aveda back to him. When he says the Aveda is his, so that's always by Aveda, the question is by saying that it's mine, then I'm being misalik the suffik. It's mine. That's not me, then Eidus. I'm a Baal Dover, and I have time that it's mine. That's the nemanus of a bal dover. Mashenkin is saying that something belongs to somebody else. It's a question of edus, and the edus you need edus kavura. That's the there being a crash crash. In the Ran, you have to know what does the Ran argue about. The Ran holds that he agrees that it needs an edus, and he holds that an ed echod is neman. Or the Ran holds that it's not an edus bechlal. That by aveda we don't need to come out to edus because there is no muchzuk. So you don't need edus as long as there's a certain level of nemanus that could work to be master in aveda. Another point is that we see in the sugya that inyan of tviyasayin works. For Gabi Basar Shem Tzalam and Ayin, and the Gabi to be much of a Ishte Balayla. Chorim Bucha that works in Verdinim De'Araisa. It's Shaila Veishas Ish. It's a Shaila of De'Araisa. You see that still Tzvi Asayin works. We mentioned before the Ramban and Gittin. I learned that it says you could return a get, a Tzvi Asayin, because it's only a Shaila of Yisurin. Again, if that a get is a Shaila of De'Araisa, still it works. That's the Veishetiv in Simen Tzamach Gimel. Says that by Basar Shem Shenis Alim and Ayin, Tviyasayin works, because by Yisurim, Tviyasayin works. Ashma Klaal, by all Yisurim. However, the Taz there in Simen Tzamach Gimel of Katan Aleph, the Taz says that the Tviyasayin works by Basar Shem Alim and Ayin, is because the whole Isser of Basar Shem Alim and Ayin is in Isha Durabonon, and by Durabonon it can be said in the Tviyasayin. So the Achorinim are Tamei and the Taz, that the Sugism of War that works even by De'araisa, it's much of Ishta Belaila. I don't know if it could tell us, but about the Yetim and Asugyam of the Ramban is that it works even by Deraisa, by Yisurim, by Mom and Nat, but by Yisurim, Tfiyasayin works. The Yavitz asks an interesting question. Ask the Yavitz that how is a Cheresh Mutter Be'ishte Balaila? Right? There's no Tfiyasayin at the Kola. He can't hear his wife. He's deaf. He can't hear his wife. So Mela, how is he Mutter Be'ishte Balaila? Answer is the Yavitz. Appeal the Marshal. Marshal in Tshuva says, the whole time that we need Tfiyas Ayin, it's only when you find it Shaloi Bim Kaimai. But you find something Bim Kaimai, you find it in the place that you left it, so you do not need to come out to Tfiyas Ayin. Says the Yavitz, who are then about a person's wife? That if she is Bim Kaimai, where she's supposed to be, so then you don't have to be chosh that she's somebody else. And even without Tfiyas Ayin at the Kola, it's Mut, she's Mut. Asks the Yavitz, Im Kain, what was Rav's Raya from the Bnei Adam Mutar Minash Yisaya? Could be the Pshat is, because she's Bimkaima. And Bimkaima, it's not meaning Tviya Zayin. It's, you don't need to come out to Tviya Zayin. That's the question of the Yavitz. Maybe we could ask another question. We see in the Sugya that Rav originally held that Tviya Zayin does not work by Yisurim. Then when he saw that it works by Pasach Shani Salim and Ayin, then he said it works by Yisurim, and it's really better than Simon. The Harayim, because people are Mutzar B'Nishtei Sein Balayla. Until then, how is Rav Mutzar B'Ishtei Balayla? If Rav did not know that Tfiyas Ayin works, so how is he Mutzar B'Ishtei? Elamai could say that she's been Mekayma, then you don't need to come out to Tfiyas Ayin. So Rav might say the following. Before he knew that Tfiyas Ayin works, then we thought the whole Heter was because the whole Heter B'Ishtei is only when she's been Mekayma. Now that he heard that Tfiyas Ayin works, so then even Shalai B'Mekayim she's Mutter, because it's Tfiyas Ayin. And Aray, could be that it was Pashut, that people are also knowing that as a Heter, that even when she's Shalai B'Mekayim, then she's Mutter because of Tfiyas Ayin Dekola. So maybe we answer the question of the Ivets. A Cheirish is only Mutter B'Ishtoi when she's B'Mekayim. The Chachav Rava was that people are Mutter B'Nishay Sein even when she's Shalai B'Mekayim. And that must be because of Tfiyas Ayin. Another point here about Tfiyas Ayin Dekola is that we see in the sugya that the Tfiyas Ayin Dekola is the same as regular Tfiyas Ayin. Rava brought a raya from Tfiyas Ayin by Basar Shem Salim and Ayin, which is a Tfiyas Ayin. The eye recognizes it, and he brought another raya from Tfiyas Ayin Dekola. People are Mutzar B'Nishtei Sein, which is only by the coil. It's recognizing something without proving it by simonim, but just recognizing it that it's clear to you, either with the coil or with the way that it looks. And Rava made it all into one parasha of Tfiyas Ayin. The Gemara says in the Hemshech that we can't kill someone al pi simonim, but could kill someone al pi Tfiyas Ayin. In Kain, it would seem pashut. You could also kill someone al pi Tfiyas Ayin of Dekola. Because Tfiyas Ayin Dekola is like Tfiyas Ayin, like recognizing something with your eyes. That's what one would take out of our sugya by putting two and two together. However, the Ksois, Simen Pei Aleph, Sifkotin Yud Gimel, brings a ride from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not this way. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that we want to kill the Mesis. It says that we have the Mesis come into a room to try to convince someone to be a Vida of a Zara, and we light candles there. Why do we light candles? So Rashi says in Sanhedrin of Samach Zayin, says Rashi,
they don't see him, then they cannot be testifying in order to kill him.
Even though they hear his coil, but the person can be makhish and say, it's not me. Mela, we can't kill Alpi his coil. So the Ksais brings afterwards that the Prichodash in Hilchos Avodah Zarah brings also from this Rashi, and the Prichodash says that Tfiyas Ayin the Kola only works by Surim and not Lagabe Edus. It's not as good as Tfiyas Ayin of recognizing with your eyes. Tfiyas Ayin the Koil is a worse type of Tfiyas Ayin, and it can only work Lagabe Surim and not Lagabe Edus. Prichodash also says another Teretz that Laila Tfiyas Ayin the Kola works Lagabe Edus. But say they say that some of the Mesis talks very quietly, so they can't make out his voice. Even though they think they know it, but they don't really know it. He could be makhish. And these kind of things, when you really hear the person's voice, so then you could be semichat. So it's two drachim in the Prichadosh, whether the pshat and Rashi is that we're not semichat v'yasayin dekala, l'gabi edus, or that here is not called v'yasayin. The ksayis l'mais v'machvi, like the first malach in the Prichadosh, that we're not semichat v'yasayin dekala b'chla l'gabi edus. It says the ksayis, not only l'gabi edus nefashis, also l'gabi edus mamin, we're never semichat v'yasayin dekala, only l'gabi yisurim. But the gabe any edus, the person could be makhish, and we're not saying mechanet. Isurim is a lot easier. Then you also can be saying mechan fiyas ayin dekoa. That's the opinion of the ksais. Remember, the nesiv is there, and Tifkat and Zayin argues on the ksais. He says that we're not saying mechan fiyas ayin dekoa is only the gabe dine nefashos. Because there we need re'iya and yediya. Fiyas ayin dekoa is not good enough. Mashaygi and the gabe dine mominis. It could be Tzemech An, Tfiyas Ayin Tekala. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and the Flamed Zayin, we can even pass in Dini Mominus Afhin Umdana. It's also Tfiyas Ayin Tekala is no worse than an Umdana. Now it allows us to Patskin by Dini Mominus. Another point here in the Sugya is that the Gemara says that the Plani Dehait Simone Loikat Linamle. The Edom say that these are this person's Simonim, so we don't kill him. By Tzayin, we do kill him. The Nei Yehuda in Aven Ezer, Kama, Tzivkot and Aleph, asks, that we Kaimalon Simonim De'araisa, Sugya in Elu Metzias, or once in a while Simonim is De'araisa, and if Kamino, are we Machzir, get up, he's Simonim. That's kind of the Gemara, that Simonim is De'araisa. Asks the Nei Yehuda, that if Simonim Lemaisa is De'araisa, so why do we not kill a person of Pisimonim? It could be Semichan et Imater Neshes Ish. Why do we not kill a Pisimonim? Answers the Nei Dibi Yehuda that because the person who we're judging says that it's not him, his Bari goes against the Simonim. It could be Semichan et Simonim when there's no one being Makhish them. When the Baldover is being Makhish the Simonim, he says it wasn't me. Even though those Simonim I have, but it must have been someone else with those simanim, because it was not me. So the simanim does not work, can I get a hakhasha? That's the malach of the Nei Dibi Yehuda, where the Nei Dibi Yehuda himself points out that Tesis and Mavur Nalak is Lundis. Tesis says that even when there's no hakhasha, we still are not semichan simanim. So what's Taka the Pshat? Hari simanim is there, Isa. So Maitz the Ridva, the Miyuchas the Ridva, that is, in Bamati Daf Chazayin, asks this question, why do we not kill a Pisimonim? Answers the Ridva that when the case of where Semichan Simonim Daraisa, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, is when someone died, we find someone that died, and we don't know that this is so and so's husband, but a Pisimonim, we say that it is, and we allow her to get married. Says the Ridva, in that case, we only have to check the other people that died right now in the world. And there aren't so many of them. So of those people, we can say that if this person has the right simanim, then Mistama, this is her husband. When you're trying to
say that someone was a murderer and someone is the Reitzeach, I mean, there are millions of people in the world. The fact that this person has these simanim doesn't mean that no one else in the world could have those simanim. There are so many more chances that someone else could have the same simanim. So legabi this, we don't hold of simanim deraisa. That's one teretz of the Ritva. Another teretz, he says, is that mistamadin amrechavin kolkach to about the Reitzeach, to see his simanim, how the Reitzeach mistam is running away. So it's hard to get a good simanim on the Reitzeach. So those are the three tenuitim we have on this question. Why are we not simichan simanim to kill someone? Harait simanim de'araisa. The native Yudit says because he's makrish. The Ritva says because there are so many more people in the world, so we can't rely on the simanim. Or because he ran away and it's hard to get good simanim. The last thing I want to speak about simanim is his tesis of Ramaschal Planya. It's very choshev tesis, a lot of you say this in the tesis. Not going to go into the whole tesis because some of it is a little bit tangential to the sugya here, but it's choshev tesis to learn. A lot of you say this. Right now we'll just focus on the end of tesis. It's more nogei to the gufa sugya here. Tesis asks at the end, the untaimar, here machzirin shtar choy v'simonim. The mission of Bamitzia, daf yudbeis, before that you can return a shtar choy v'simonim. Ask Tesis, Vayasu Stadi Vami Ploini, Tahaisimani, Lovini Ploini, Le Mafkina. Tesis assumed that just like it's before in the Gemara, that if we only know the Reitzeach of Hisimani, we don't kill him. Why didn't Lagabi Dini Mominis? If someone borrowed from somebody else, someone borrowed from Shimon, we don't know who the Loiva is, we have Simani telling us that it's Ruvain, that's not enough to Mechayev Ruvain money. So if Cain has places, how can we go return to Shtar, Afi Simanim, comes out that we're going to be Maiti Mamain from the Leida, which says in the Shtar, Afi Simanim. And Simanim doesn't work to do that. Answer Tesis, V'yishleimar deloy domi. The Shtar she'ena the Muzak boy, she'yemar shalihu, Marjinan Chapier. Tesis, because the Shtar, no one is Muzak in the Shtar, then we can return it. Our Mamun Shabiyar Habailim, ain't Leite Ardei Simanim. But money that's in a person's hand, we can't be mighty up easy money. Tochanami lavi mafkin on chavit in yad bailim, yosu sadi va'amri, hu chavit to haisi money v'haisi money the plan yo. Joseph says it's Dover Pashat, that if Reuven is holding on to a chavit, and Aiden say that chavit we have, which has the following simonim, we know belongs to Shimon. We're not mighty from Reuven to give it to Shimon. So too also, when we know the simanim of the loive, it's not enough to be mighty mammon. We're not mighty mammon up his simanim. Mashenk in ishtar choyv, says, no one is musuk in ishtar. And mamela, we can return it, and we can return the ishtar. It's true that the ishtar choyv, no one is musuk in. But the loive right now is musuk in his money. We find ishtar choyv on the street that says that Reuven owes money to Shimon. Now we don't know that it fell from Shimon the Malva. We don't know where it fell from. We only know a PC Manin that it fell from him, that it's his. By returning the shtar to him, we're going to be might see Reuven's mammon. And Reuven is a musik in his money. And Taisus is mavur, that we're not might see mammon, al PC Manin. So what's the shot in Taisus? So Rebbe Chver, in Berger Shmuel, but Metzia Simon Yud Gimos of Katan Dalid, explains the shot in Taisus, a Piri Megash that he has. And when we return to shtar, even though at the end of the day we're going to be mighty mammon up here to shtar, but the nidun of aneinu right now is not a nidun of aitzos mammon. It's a nidun of hashavas aveda. That's what we're dying on right now. To who to return the aveda? That is not called being mighty mammon. On the shtar, no one is muksuk. It's because no one is muksuk, I can return the shtar up here to mammon. Memelo, once the shtar is biara malva, the malva is able to be mighty mammon from the life. That's a nidun of memelo. Thicker nidun lefaneinu is a nidun not of muhzokas, rather of hashavas aveda. That's a baruch ha'ver yisoyed, and our taitz is a big makar to say that. But as you said, it's also mavur in taitzvitz that we're not mighty mamin al pisi manim. That's what the ksois, timin reishin and tes, simkot and beiz, takes out of our taitzvitz that we're not mighty mamin al pisi manim. The ksois says even simanim mufakim we're not mighty. Akoponin, that's mavur in taitzvitz. However, in the Gemara in Bamitzia and the Chazayin, it's Mavur, that we can allow an Isha to get married a PC manim of the Baal, like we said. If you don't know who the Baal is, we only know a PC manim.
can allow Nisha to get married. So it's mavur that simonim work to be matir Nisha, to be moitzir mitachas baila, but it does not work to be moitzir mamin. Before that, the nizun of haitoas ishi mitachas baila is not as chomer as haitoas mamin, but it's bigger a shayla of davar shebe'erva, of yisurim, but it's not a shayla of being moitzir mamish, and therefore simonim works. To learn the sugi, well, the subas, the sugi and subas of tesam and aleph, Ainish and Eser Savaila Ella Liskini Vistira Biovad. So Mavur that is considered to be mighty. But still it's not Mukhar that as Indian is being mighty moment. You need a parsha in the Torah to be mighty Nishimitachas Baila. Simonim, Roiv, Chazaka, all these things can work to be mighty Nishimitachas Baila. But to be mighty moment, then we need a Raya Brua. And Simonim is not going to be called the Raya Brua. So Baruch Hashem, we're to learn over here on this, these few lines, Vadak Yisaitis, both in Chias Ayin and in Simonim. And now we come to the next sugya. In the Mishnah to Mavur, that a person eats a Gid Anoshe, even if there's no Kezayis, he's Chayiv. If he eats the whole Gid Anoshe, even if it's smaller than a Kezayis, he's Chayiv. And the Gemara explains the reason is, because it's a Beria. And a Beria, you're Chayiv, even though there's not a Kezayis. And Rav Yehuda argues, Rav Yehuda learns out of a Pasuk to tell me that you need to eat a Kezayis. So, couple of points here about this Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. The Din of Beria, there are two main afkaminas and shas of Din of Beria. One is with Mavur and Ar Sugya, that a Beria are chayiv by a kolshu. Normally, Achila you're only chayiv by Kezayis. If you eat a Beria, you're chayiv by kolshu. That's one afkamina of Beria. There's another afkamina of Beria, the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf. Even though normally an Isser is batal b'raiv, but a Gid Anoshe, which is a Beria, is not batal b'raiv. So those are the two nafkaminas, that you're chayiv b'kol shu, and that it's not batal. So let's try to understand these two nafkaminas. First, we have to understand what the yisoid of a beria is, which is the big machlokes rishonim. It starts from Shana in the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos says that we don't find a person that eats a kol shu and he's chayiv. Ask the Gemara in the Chafal of Mabez, Harei Mefarish. Person says lahedya in his shvua that he won't eat a kol shu, then it's usher for to eat a kol shu, and if he eats it, he's chayif. So we see that a person can be chayif eating a kol shu. Answers the Gemara that mefarish is kederia. Just like derya is chayif b'kol shu, and that's an exception. Also mefarish is chayif b'kol shu. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the connection between mefarish when you say it you won't eat a kol shu and a berya? They're chalukim. What if you said it? You won't eat a kol shu. So you eat it, that's exactly your shua. But why, how is that connected to a beria? So Taiz Vayas, today's the Rasko Maitaima, Taiz explains that the chumra of beria is because the Torah answers this. The Torah answers the chefsa. The Torah said, don't eat a gid anoshe. Don't eat an Eber Menachai. Don't eat a knife tummy. So just like when a person is mefarish a shvua, and he says, I won't eat this kol shu of bread. So he explained, he's clear and specified that this is asur no matter how big it is. So it's when the Torah said, don't eat a chefsa called a gid anoshe, so it's however big it is, whether it's big or whether it's small. This is not totally in the size. This is totally in the chefsa. The Torah said, this chefsa is problematic. Mashiach in other Yisroel says, like nevela, so when the Torah says don't eat a nevela doesn't mean daka the whole behema. Even if a piece of nevela is aser. So Bakar Chuk, the Torah didn't specify that the Isser was to eat the whole thing. When the Isser is eating the whole thing, so nevela is aser, even bekolshu. So Taisa takes out of this Gemara in Shavuos that the aside of Beria is that it was asered. This chefs is usher, being gadol, being katan, and it's like mefarish. That is the opinion of Tesis. However, the Rishonim later on, and Dafkuf and Dafkuf Beis, get different explanations of Beria, different Agdaras, a lot of different shitas. Right now I won't get into the different shitas in the Rishonim, but the Yisrael, what they say is that you need a Chashivus, the Yisrael of Beria is a Chashivus. Yisrael of Beria is that something which is Chashiv, say something which has a Ruachayim, and with Asher Mitchilas Briyasai, that's what makes the thing into a Beria. So how did they learn Pshat in the Gemara and Shavuos? What's the connection between Beria and Mefarish? So the Mais and Rashi and the Rach, in the Gemara and Shavuos there, they say the reason that a Beria is Chayiv is because of Ach Sheveh, and also Mefarish is also because of Ach Sheveh.
the thing has chashivos. Beri is chashiv because it itself is chashiv. The farish, even though the thing itself isn't chashiv, when I said I won't eat this tiny piece of bread, so I was machshiv it. It also gives it a chashivos. For that they learned that the yisoid of beri is mitzad chashivos. And that's why it's asher b'kol shu. Normally, it's only considered a chashiv achila. To eat a kezayis, but when you eat a beria, even though you eat less than a kezayis, it's still a chashiv achila. That's the pshat of Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan and al derech this yisoid and beri goes the Ramban and the Rashba. To be marked with the beria. But Tosfos says a different pshat. Tosfos holds, as we said, that the Torah said, don't eat the chefsa. This chefsa is problematic. Being gadol, being katan. And that's mefarish nami kederi adami. Also, derech agav comes out of machlekes and dini shvuas. Why is mefarish chayev for a shvua b'koshu? Tosfos says because you created the iser. Just like when you said I won't throw a rock, so the iser is to throw a rock. So you said I won't eat this tiny piece of food. So you created that. That's what the iser is. So that's exactly your dibors. That's why it's usher. Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan held that wasn't enough. They had to come on to achshavei in order to say that it's usher. They held that kinir because achila is called a kezayis. So even though you said at a kol shu, but achila by definition means a kezayis. The only reason that you're chayiv on a shvua is because of achshavei. That's parenthetical to our discussion at hand. That also comes out of machlekes in why mefarish is chayiv b'shvua. But l'nyanein we have a machlekes here in the Rishonim that what isra of beri is. It's because of chashivas. Or because they're asher, being gadol or being katan. So that's what we said. Our sugi here is dealing with the topic of beria, why you're chayiv b'kolshu. The Gemara later on uses it as a sara legabi bittel, that a beria is not batel. So in the Rishonim, it's easier to understand. Because the whole reason why a beria is chayiv b'kolshu is because it's chashuv. So that's also sara why it's not batel. Like other dvarim chashuvim that are not batal. Balei chayim are not batal. Chaticha aruya liskadeid is not batal. Things which are chashiv are not batal. So also beria is not batal because of its chashivus. That's according to the Rishonim. According to Tosfos, however, the reason that a beria is chayiv b'kol shu is not because of chashivus, but rather because teirah shered bin gadol bin katan. So why is that a sor legavi bittal? And don't think to say that Tosfos Vayos only telling the gedarim of beria Legabe the chiyuv of kol shu, but legabe the dinim of bittol, it's different gedarim, because the rush in Siman Lamed Gimel, when he's talking about the gedar of beria legabe bittol, the rush it takes our tesis that what Tesis spoke about legabe why it's chiyuv of kol shu, and there the rush turns out the gedarim legabe bittol. So we see it clear that it's the same nidin, both in bittol and why it's chiyuv of kol shu. So what's the pshat lefi tesis? Why is the fact that the teres mefarish ben gadol ben katan? Why is that a svara to aser that it's not batal on taroivas? So the Yad Yehuda in the Simin Kufs of Katan Aleph explains that because we see the teres so machmir on it, legabe malchus. So that itself, the fact that you can be like an epikol shu, that itself is a siva to say that it's not batal. The mais is more chomer than other isurim. Because it's also even b'kol shu, and he brings this from the Sefer Truma, words of the Sefer Truma are the following: Chol davar shakari beria chayim in atayra afilu less by kezayis hilkach in the tariv heter afilu be'elav loy batal min rabban. Because it's also b'kol shu, that itself is a reason why it's not batal in the tariyus. That's the opinion of the Yad Yehuda b'dasa tesis. Well, that's a little overview about the general dinim of beria. Now, another point here, in the sugya is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns out of a pasuk that you're only chayav when you eat a kezayis. So yesh lachkar v'das Rabbi Yehuda. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that the pasuk is saying that it's not a beria b'chol? Pasuk came to me mechadish that it's not a beria, and that's why you need a kezayis. Or no, the pasuk said that even though it is a beria, and normally a beria you're chayav b'chol shu, but this beria is different than other berias. This beria needs a kezayis. Whoops, what's the nafkamin in the shaila? The nafkamin will be, it's got to be bittul b'roif. What is it for you to hold? Is a gira nashe bittul b'roif? If the pasuk was mechadish that it's not a beria, then it's obviously bittul b'roif. If the pasuk was saying that it is a beria, but still, you need to eat a kezayis, so then we could say that it's possible that it will not be bittul. that the Chayav would be telling the two drachim of Beria. If the reason that Beria is not batal is to tell Lada the fact that you're liking the Kol Shu, so the Maisa, if you're not getting Malkus the Kol Shu, then it will be batal. But if Beria is a Chashivus, so Rabbi Yehuda says the Maisa, I agree this is Chashiv. The Torah said that Avabi that it's Chashiv, the Torah said that you need to eat the Kizayis. So then one could hear that it would not be batal Barayv. It still has the Maila of Beria. Here's Shalom Medover is that. So, by the way, we find an example of this. That the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Beis says that Avram and Achai, you're only chayav for Yirik Hizayis. And yet, Tayyid takes on that it's not batal in the Taruvitz. So, we see something similar to Rabbi Yehuda's Gid Anosha, that it should be a barrier, but the Tayyid still said you need a Hizayis. And yet, it's not batal in the Taruvitz. And also, the Kalah of Rabbi Yehuda, that's the same thing. And even though you need to eat a Hizayis, but it's still a barrier, which might have deceived us, the Gemara later on is that way. Mar brings us the Mishnah before that it's a barrier and it's not batul and tarayvus. And the Mar doesn't say that Rabbi Yehuda argues. We imagine that Rabbi Yehuda agrees. It's only as far that you need to eat a kizayis, but it's still considered a barrier. So Akan for the sugyas in the beginning of Paragid Anosha, sugyas until the yonim of tarayvus. Now you start with a different magic here, the yonim of tarayvus. Very choshev is sugyas. A lot of you say this very nagel halacha lemaisa. Batzlacha rabba to all of you.
We're learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadik Vav and Beis, we're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yerech Shnus Bashel B'Gid Anoshe, Im Yesh B'Beneis and Tam Areza Asur. If you have a thigh of an animal, which has in it the Gid Anoshe, and it wasn't removed, and it was cooked together, so if the Gid Anoshe is enough to give Tam in the Yerech, the whole Yerech becomes Asur. And the Gemara says later, Daf Tzadik Tesim and Beis, that this Mishnah is going like the man the Omer, that Yesh Begid the Menais and Tam. That a Gid does have Tam, so Machloik is Tanon. And the Gemara says that this man the Omer goes like the man the Omer, that the Gid does have Tam, and therefore the Gid could give Tam into the Yerech, and ask to the Yerech because of the Tam of the Gid. Lamaisa, we pass an Ein Begid the Menais and Tam. Now there is a Shmuz. It's a Taisus, right on the next blot, and Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph talks about if the Shamne Shel Gid, around the Gid is the Shuman of the Gid, the fat that's around the Gid, which is Asim in the Rabbanon, of Gid and Asha. So the Shail is the Shamne Shel Gid, that Lechari could give Tam. So the Shail is with that Asa the Erech. So Machlaik is Yushenim, Rav Yushenim hold it does Asa the Erech, and that's at the Shulchan Erech Paskins, in Simon Samachay Siftes. But Taisus in Tzadik Zayin brings a shita from the Rivam that whenever the Gid Anoshe does an aser, they weren't machmer the Shuman shall Gid more than the Gid Anoshe. So the Shuman won't aser. Okay, so we'll get to that. Talkaponim, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, goes like the man Yama, Yesh Begidin B'Neis and Tam, and therefore the Gid Anoshe could give Tam into the Erech, and aser. And then the Mishnah says, Ketzin Mishar Anoisa, how do you figure out if the Gid Anoshe could give Tam in the Erech? You figure it out, Kibbasar Belefes. Rashi says, we consider the Yerech as if it was Lefes, type of a vegetable, a turnip maybe, and the Gid as if it was Basar. And if the size of the Gid, if that would be Basar, would give Tam in the size of the Yerech, if that would be Lefes, then it would be considered Nais and Tam. And Vasep is possible Efes. So Rashi says, because Shirina Alach Lameshim Misinai, and there's Alach Lameshim Misinai that we Meshayer with Basa Belefes. And the Rambam in Pirish Mishnai says that Basa gives Tam in the Lefes more than it would give in other types of plants. Sounds like it's somewhat of a Chumrah. Rashi says if it was a Kriva Kafet, it would be more or less. The Rambam says Basa and Lefes is more than other plants. Now, what is the shear of Basa Belefes? So Taisa says in Daf Tzadik Zayin and Midbeis that the shear is the shear of Shishim, and that's what the Rishayim say also. All the Rishayim here say that we have in Kol HaShas Kula, the shear of when you don't know about the Tam, you Meshayah B'Shishim, that is this shear of Basa Belefes. So Rashi says that this shear of Basa Belefes is Ha'aloch Lomeshim Yisinai. So Rabbi Kiveg asks two kashas. One kashi asks, is if this, what's the pshat that it's halacha l'meisha misinai? In Ilchus Teruvis, like we'll see subsequently in the perek, but we'll discuss it now, it's a akdama. When you have a teruvis, and this is talking about a teruvis of lach balach, there are really two types of teruvis. There's lach balach, which is a physical combination, where the entire isser is completely absorbed in the whole heter, that's lach balach. And you have the teruvis of yavesh b'yavesh, where it's not really combined, each piece is separate. The reason why it's called a teruvis is because you don't know which is which. That's what we have later in the Mishnah, when the Gid was the Spashalim Agidim, the next part of the Mishnah. It says, if you know which one it is, you take it out B'nais and Tam, and if not, they're all Usur. That's the Teruvis of Yavish B'Yavish, where they have a line of Gidim, each one separate, and they're all Usur. And the same thing it says, the Chaticha Shal Nevela, Chaticha Shal Dok Tameh, which got mixed up with other Chatichas. If you know which Chaticha is a Nevela, you take it out, but if it got mixed up, you don't know, Kulan Asuris. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, why don't you say Bittul B'Rayv? That is the din of Yavish B'Yavish. But here we're talking about Teruvis of Lach B'Lach, this Inyan of Nais and Tam, that's a pshat, there's a physical combination, it's all mixed completely, the Isser and the Heter completely mixed together. Not that each piece is separate, and the Teruvis is because you don't know which is which. So in a Teruvis of Lach B'Lach, if it's Min B'Minai, it's actually a Machloikis Tanam, the Art Tanam that old Min B'Minai is Leibatel, and we'll get to that. But we paskin, or at least Revi Shein and paskin, that Mim B'Minai is Batal. So Midaraisa, it's Batal B'Rav. If you have Rav Heter and Mid Isser, if it's Mim B'Minai, because you're not able to taste the Isser, you can't discern the taste of the Isser in the Heter because it has the same taste. So that's Mim B'Minai. So that everyone holds pretty much that it's the Rabbanan, except for the Man Yama that Mim B'Minai is like Batal, and then it won't be Batal altogether, even B'Shishim. But that we need shishim by the case of mim b'minai is midar abanan. Because if mim b'minai is loy batal, then even shishim wouldn't help. And if mim b'minai is batal like we paskin, then it's batal b'rayv. But if you have mim b'shein b'minai, so there you could discern the taste of the isser in the heter. So that's a problem of tam ki'ikr. And that's a machloikis rishenim, it's a machloikis tanam, but it's a shayla how we pass him, and a machloikis rishenim l'maisa, if tam ki'ikr is their aisa, their abanan. And Rashi paskins that tam ki'ikr is their abanan. And Taisus paskins that tam ki'ikr is their aisa. Mechaba paskins like Rashi, like the Rambam, that tam ki'ikr, like the Rif, the tam ki'ikr is their abanan. And there are more passages like Tesis and the Rosh and other Rishayin and the Tam Kikr is their Iso. So Rabbi Kvega asks, how could we have such a halacha l'meisha misinai, how to be Mishayir Tam, when by Min B'Minai, everyone holds that Min B'Minai is Batal B'Rayiv. And Elamai, the man, the Yama, Min B'Minai is Le'Batal, so that even Be'alif it's Le'Batal. And if it's Min B'Shein Eminai, Rashi holds that Tam Ki'ikr is not their Isa. So how you can have Allah Chomeshi Misinai? Rashi holds that Min B'Shein Eminai also means their Isa is Batal B'Rayv. Tam Ki'ikr is not their Isa. So that's one kasha that Rabbi Kivega asks. So the Chassam Sefer, also the crazy place he talks about in Simon Tzadik Beis, but Chassam Sefer says two possible terutzim. One is that by Kachim, that much it says by Chatas, Kol Ashiyigu B'Bsara Yikdash, that it means that Ashiyivu B'Bsara, that by Chatas is the din of Tam Ki'ikr. That by Kachim is the din of Tam Ki'ikr. If the Tam of Kachim gets mixed into Chulin, it could ask to the Chulin that you can't eat it, the Azar can't eat it, if only a Kohen could eat this particular Kachim, or they can't eat it Betumah, whatever it is, it could ask to the Chulin, and that's even by Tam. Even if your Tam Ki'ikr is the Rabbanan, but by Kachim, Tam Ki'ikr is the Isis. It could be the Halacha Meshim Yisinim was said for Kachim. Another pshat that Chassam Sefer says is that even if you hold tam ki'ikr is the rabbanan, that's only when you cooked a mim b'shein b'minai, you cooked a piece of meat together with potatoes, and the piece of meat didn't dissolve, it didn't disintegrate. The piece of meat stayed ben. But tam came out from the meat and into the potatoes. If you eat the potatoes now, you'll be able to have a meat taste in the potatoes. So that is an issa derabanan, because you're not eating the meat, you're just eating the tam of the meat, and tam ki'ikr is derabanan, according to Rashi. But if you have an actual mixture, if you ground up the meat and mixed it with the potatoes, So then, if you can't taste it anymore, if you have shishim and the potatoes connected to the meat, you ground it up, let's say, into a, you know, it got only muach, it was all dissolved, and it became, it's bottled to the potatoes because you can't taste it, so then it's bottled brave. Mashegen, if you could taste it, and it's not the tam, it's the guf adover, so then it's also midiraisa, even according to Rashi. So there, the shail is, what's called, how are you able to figure out if you could taste it? So Rashi brings the lacham aishim misinai kabasa belefes, and it's negayah to the case where you don't only have the tam of the isir, you have the guf of the isir. But if you can't taste it, even the guf of the isir becomes batel bereiv. But if you could taste it, then the guf of the isir would ask me their ice, according to Rashi. And hopefully we'll see these yisaidis again as it comes up. Rabbi Kivega asked another question. He wanted to know, what's the question, keitzin mishayir noisei? Normally, when you want to be mishayir, so you have a goy, like the Gemara says, in the next slot, it's at Zion, a kefela, you have a cook, we'll get to it there, but you have a guy to come and taste it, and he'll tell you if he could taste it or not. That's a normal thing. You don't find in the Gemara often that it says, kibasa belefes. Elamai, when do we need the shear of shishim, which like we said, Rishayim say that is the shear of basa belefes. Normally it's by min b'minai, when it's impossible to taste because it tastes the same. So Rabbi Kivega assumes that it must be that if you hold the Yesh Begin the Benais and Tam, the Tam of the Gid and the Tam of the Basar are the same. So you wouldn't be able to discern the Gid. That's why the Mishnah would give you the Shear of Basar Belefes. Because if the Tam of Gid is different than the Tam of Basar, so it wouldn't have to give you a Shear. So Zak Rabbi Kivega, Ay Bazai, why did the Gemara say kabasa belefes? Why did the Gemara say kagid belefes? You have a shayla and a bimashayrit. It should say kagid belefes. Why kabasa belefes? Gid is the same time basa. We're talking about a gid. Why did the Gemara say kabasa belefes? So Chaim Sefer says an interesting taich. He says really a gid has a different taste than basa. And Ibazai, the reason why it says kabasa belefes, I'm assuming, is because that is the gzeris akasav. The gzeris akasav is basar belefes. The gzeris akasav, when you can't be mishayir the time for whatever reason, and you want to just figure out the volume, so the volume is the same volume as basar belefes, which, like the Rishayim say, is shishim. But if gid has a different time than basar, so what's the gemara shayla case of mishayir, I say? Why can't you get a guy to taste it? So Zaglik Sam Seifin Chisant, he says, because everything else, let's say, a piece of meat fell into potatoes. So Goyim know how meat tastes, and Goyim know how potatoes taste. And therefore they'll be able to taste the potatoes and see if they could taste meat in it, Ukadaima. But a Gid Anoshe, which has a distinct taste, is really never cooked alone. Yidin remove the Gid Anoshe and throw it out. Goyim do not remove the Gid Anoshe and cook the Yerech with the Gid Anoshe. So when you eating a yerech of an animal, it always has a gid anasha taste, and the goyim would never get used to what is a yerech taste without the gid anasha, and what is a gid anasha taste without the yerech. They're always together. So that's why a goy wouldn't be relied on to taste if he could taste the gid anasha and the yerech. It wouldn't be shayech, because he always eats a yerech which has a gid anasha cooked inside. So therefore, you have to say kabasa belefes. But even Rabbi Kivega seemed to assume that a gid is the same time of the basa, because otherwise why would it say keitz and mishayir, I say? And the Chasam Sefer says, no, they have a different time, but punk by gid, yerech and spashu by gid, where the normal taste of the yerech comes along with the gid, that's why the gayish kfela would not be able to taste it. Now, Taisus here is bothered by Akasha that the Mishnah's mashma, in yesh ba b'nais and tam, areza asura. If the yerech has a nais and tam of the gid, it's asur. So that would mean that the Yerech would have to be 60 times the Gid. The Shaila is, why can't you include the Reitiv? Whenever you cook in a liquid. Why do you have to only include the Yerech? Let's say the Yerech would only be 59 times the Gid. But then again, there's a lot of water in the pot, and if you put the water also in the equation, so then the water plus the Yerech would have more than Shishim Kenegid the Gid. The Mishnah's Mashmana would be Aser, because it says, Imej Bob, the nation time, it sounds like just the Yerech. And why wouldn't you be able to say that the time of the gid doesn't only go into the erech, it goes into the entire pot? So we should use the entire contents of the pot including the reitiv and anything else that might be in the pot, and also use that to mevatel the git. So Taisus, because it is kasher, brings in a machlekes Rashi and the Ri about the Mishnah later in Daf Kuf Ches. And he says that this kasher is not shver in Rashi, but it is shver in the Ri. Because the Mishnah says the following there. The Mishnah says, if you have a bunch of pieces of meat in a pot, and a drop of milk falls onto one of the pieces of meat, so it depends. If you didn't mix the pot, or cover the pot immediately after the milk fell on, so then it depends if that piece of meat is shishim, is b'nais and tam with the milk. In other words, we assume that the milk remains in the piece of meat that it fell on, does not go to the other pieces of meat, and therefore, the sheer bittel you need to be mevatel the milk is that chaticha itself. You would need shishim in that chaticha keneged the milk. Masha'en kain, if you mixed it immediately after it fell, so then the milk spreads to the entire pot, and therefore you could use the entire pot to mevatel the milk. If you would be shishim in the entire pot, keneged the milk would be mutter. So there's the machlokes Rashi and the Ri exactly what the case is. Rashi holds, even if the meat is partially submerged in the reitiv, still, it doesn't matter that the meat is submerged in the reitiv partially. The milk falls on the meat. If you mix it, then it goes in the whole pot. If not, it stays in the chaticha. So Taisa says, according to Rashi, is very good, because the Gidda Nasha is talking about, you didn't mix the pot. If you didn't mix the pot or cover the pot, that could be talking about. So therefore, even though the Yerech is submerged in the reitiv, but it doesn't spread to the entire pot, it stays in the Yerech that it's there, and therefore you need Shishim in the Yerech. But according to the Ri holds no. The Ri holds, as long as the meat is at least partially submerged in the reitiv, then the milk would automatically travel immediately to the whole pot. And that is the function of Nia V'kisa, according to the Ri. It's to get the piece of meat submerged in the reitiv. When you cover the pot, so then the liquid of the pot goes to the top. And when you mix it, so then the meat goes to the bottom. So the main point is to get it submerged. If it's already submerged, even partially submerged, the Ri holds, you have the entire pot in vat of the milk. So Taisa says, I understand, according to Rashi, that Rashi holds that even with a partially submerged piece of meat, nevertheless, the milk stays in that piece of meat, doesn't go to the rest of the pot. So who is in here? The tam of the gin will stay in the yerech, won't go to the rest of the pot. You need shishim in the yerech to mevatel the tam of the gin. Mashenkin, according to the Ri, that says that kol kama, that the piece of meat is submerged in the reitiv, even partially, then automatically the tam goes v'shava to the entire pot. So why would you need shishim in the yerech? Why can't you be mitzarif the whole pot? That's Taisa's kasha. So Taisa says that when it says im yesh ba b'nais and tam, it doesn't mean that you need the full shear of nais and tam in the yerech. No. If it would give tam to the yerech, in other words, you don't have a shear in the entire pot being mevatlet, so that means there's tam in the yerech. And if it's no nais and tam, that means even if had it been the yerech alone, it would be nais and tam. But otherwise, you have the whole pot. That's also called that it's not nais and tam. So Taisus is mavur that according to Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah there by the chatik tipas chol of shenafla chatichas basar, that even when the chatichas basar is partially submerged in the reitiv, the only way you can get out of that chatichas unia v'kisa, so who would then hear by the yerech shenas vashel b'gid? It stays in the yerech. You need shishim in the yerech. Mashenkin, according to the Ri's pshat in the Mishnah, that by yerech that by tipas chol of shenafla chatichas basar, as long as it's partially submerged, you have the entire pot being mevatel, and that is good for the function of Nia V'kisa, to submerge it. So here also, when you cook the yerech with the gid, you don't need the full shear bittel in the yerech, even though it says, imesh ba b'nais and tam, you might click a little bit, that it has b'nais and tam, meaning that you don't have a shishim in the entire pot being mevatel the time it's giving into the yerech. Ad kan the tesis. So Rabbi Kiveika asked the following question on Taisus. He says it's very shver. Because the Rishayim ask a kasha. The Rishayim already asked the kasha. It's brought in the Paiskim and Simon Kofei and Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Taz. The Shaila is, if, and it's a kasha both according to Rashi and according to the Ri, that if you don't have Nia V'kisa, and the milk is not going into the entire pot, so why would it go into the entire Chaticha? Why would it be different than Sli? We have an Agamar that Shmuel says, that is a difference if the Yerech is Nisvashel Bagid, if you cook it, so then the time is Nisvashed in the entire Yerech. But if you Tzela, if you roast it, so then it stays where it is. We'll get to that. When you roast it, you're allowed to eat the yerech as long as you peel away the gid. So if that's so how come by the tipas kalav that falls in the chaticha's basar, why does it ask to the whole chaticha, why don't you say that it should be like tzli? And you should be able to just ask the kadei klipa, whatever it is, whatever the dim by tzli is. How come it asks the whole chaticha? That's what the Paiskim asked the kasha. So the Paiskim bring down, in Simon Kofei, two terutzim. One terutz is that milk has a shamnunis to it. Milk is a little fatty. We have later in the Gemara, it actually goes into the next spot, but shani chelev de mefafeya, that fat has a shamnunis, and therefore it could, even by tzli, it could get into the whole thing. Milk also has somewhat of a shamnunis. If it would have a real shamnunis, it would be able to go to the other chatichas as well. It's not so shamin, but it's in an in-between stage. It's a little fatty. It has some shmeinis to it. And therefore, it could travel through the whole chaticha. That's one teretz. The other teretz that the Rishayim bring, that the Paiskim can bring is, that since the milk is liquid, and you're not dealing, if a liquid falls on something which is actually being roasted, then even that won't go through the whole thing. But the milk is liquid and it's in a pot. And the pot has vapors and hevel and whatever it is. And the milk is liquid. So that is able to be meilechit, the hevel akdeira can be meilechit through the whole chaticha. The hevel akdeira could work to be meilechit through the whole chaticha. Even if the chaticha is out of the reitiv, or partially in the right of according to Rashi, so it can't get out of that chaticha, but by a liquid with the hevel akadeira, it could be melechah through the whole chaticha. That's the second teretz. So these are two reasons the Paiskim say why the tipas chalav that falls in a chaticha, how it gets through the whole chaticha. Either because chalav is a little shamin, or because by a liquid in a pot, as opposed to actual roasting, but it's in a pot, even though it's not enough to get to the other chatichas, but the hevel akadeira could be melech a liquid through this whole chaticha. Sefek Rabbi Kiveika, if it's partially, only partially submerged, and we're going like Rashi, so it should be like tzli. We don't have either of the two terutzim. The gid is not shamin at all, and the gid is not a liquid, and therefore it shouldn't be able to get into this chaticha itself. So the hechach you're going to have to say that is completely submerged in the reitiv. So what's pshat in Taisus that he said that according to Rashi I can understand it because it's partially submerged so it doesn't get out of the erech. If it's not getting out of the erech and you don't have the two terutzim that it's partially shamin like milk or that it's a liquid with the hevel akedeira because it's not a liquid, so it shouldn't be able to get through this erech either. So Rabbi Kveigi says l'chayra, you'd have to say that Taisus holds like the Ra'ah, and he brings it to Beis Yosef, also said this in Svara, that Stam is a different Tzli and Bishul, not because it's a liquid, that by Tzli, it doesn't go through the whole Chaticha, and by Bishul, even out of the rate if it goes through the whole Chaticha, there's a difference, it's Hevel HaKedera, by Bishul, even without a liquid, even by a solid, it will go through the whole Chaticha. So either Zayfek Debi Knegas, so why is it Shver Nuri? Just like you're going to say that in Rashi, that a partially submerged Yerech, it will go through the whole Chaticha because Bishul is different, the Hevel HaKedera can be Melech HaTam through the whole Chaticha. So why don't you say in the Re also that the entire Yerech was out of the Reitiv? And that's why it doesn't get to other Chaticha. Just like a Tipas Chalav doesn't get to another Chaticha because when the entire Chaticha is out of the Reitiv. So here also, the entire Yerech is out of the Reitiv, and therefore, The right of is not mitzvah, you need the erech. So he vibes at Sarachian. He's not short of shot. There's a chavis das in Sim and Tzadik Beis, Sivkot and Vav, that also stells on the same kasha, that since you don't have the two timim that the Paiskim give by Chalav, you don't have the shaming sas to get it through the whole Chaticha. You don't have the Hevel Akadeh, because that only works by a liquid. So what's the pshat that it goes through the whole Yerich? But he doesn't say like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that Taisus holds that even a salad without shaman could go through the whole Chaticha. He says like this. He says the pshat is that the git part is submerged beneath the reitiv. The Yerich is partially in the reitiv, partially out, but the git is submerged beneath the reitiv. If the git would not be submerged beneath the reitiv, it wouldn't get into the Yerich altogether. That would be like sleep. But the Teretz says the gid is submerged beneath the reitiv. So Meili wants to be mechadish, not like he's arguing on the Milchus Yaakov, that when the Isser is submerged beneath the reitiv, and Lefi Rashi, it's not the pshat, it doesn't get into another chaticha, because the chaticha is partially in the reitiv, partially out of the reitiv. The Isser is below the reitiv line, but it gets into the entire chaticha, even the part that's above the reitiv. So Mela, that's very good, Pshat and Taisus. According to Rashi, when a chaticha is partially submerged, it still doesn't go out of that chaticha without any of the kisa. So then you could say that the yerech is partially submerged in the reitiv, and the gid is beneath, below the reitiv line. So therefore, it definitely goes through that chaticha, because the Issa is below the reitiv line, and he's being mechadish, it goes through the whole chaticha, even the part that's out of the reitiv. So very good, that's why you need the Yerech to be mevatel the gid. Hashegen, according to the Ri, calls man, the chaticha is partially submerged, which it has to be in this case, because without that it would never get anywhere into the Yerech. Elamite is partially submerged, once it's partially submerged, it goes into the whole path, that's Taisus Kasha, the whole patch should be mitzvah to mevatel, and Taisha says enechinami. The crazy placey in Simon Tzadik Beis of Katan Dalid, he also is medayik like Rabbi Kivega. That al karchuk of the entire yerech is out of the reitiv, al karchuk it wouldn't go through the whole yerech. And he has a kasha because Taisha's later is mashman and it would, even if the part that's out of the reitiv will get through, and he's mechalik between shaman and not shaman. I think he's also learning like the Chavis Das, that the pshat is that the gid is underneath the reitiv line, and that's why it goes through the whole yerech. What bothers me a little bit about Rabbi Kivega and the Kresu Plesi, they both are bothered by Akasha, what was shredded to the Re, why can't you say the whole yerech is above the reitiv? And Mikayach that, they say that it must be that if the whole yerech was above the reitiv, it wouldn't get through, it wouldn't go through the Erech, it would be like Sli. So then Rabbi Kivega gets Shver, so even if it's partially submerged, it should be like Sli. So you have the Chavis Das Teretz that the Gid is underneath the reitiv line. But by me, just Balabatish, I don't know if I have a right to ask this Kasha B'chlal. But to me it would seem that when you're dealing with the Mishnah on Kufches, when you're talking about a Tipa Schol that's falling on a Chaticha, which is in a pat, which has many Chatichas, so obviously, there could be a case where Chaticha is partially submerged, and you can have a case where Chaticha is completely above the reitiv. But when you're dealing with a Yerech, which is a rather large piece of meat, and it's being cooked with the Gid Anasheh, maybe Taisus tells us that they have to say that there's more meat in the pot. I mean, the Yerech is a large piece. I imagine it's pretty hard to put an entire Yerech in a pot even alone. But if you can manage a yerech and a pat, it has to be a pretty big pat. But to say that there are two yerechs, and the top yerech, which has the gid anasheh, is completely above the reitiv, maybe Taisus was a deichik. I mean, but l'daiti, then ending on, that if Taisus didn't say in the read that it was totally out of the reitiv, it must be because in that case, it would be like tzli, it wouldn't go into the yerech b'chol. Maybe this, I would say, lulei divrayim, I would say balabatish, that when you're cooking a yerech, by definition the yerech is going to be in the reitiv. It's not like chatichas, which could be small chatichas and the multiple chatichas, so some of them are out of the reitiv. Yeah, basirak lahir. Al-Kabanim, just the kitz and nimitz, what we said, that Taisus was bothered. He said, Bishlaim, according to Rashi, you could say that since it was no near the kis, it only went into the Erech, so the rest of the pan is not mitzdarf to mevato, just like a tipas chol that fell on a chaticha partially in the reitiv, according to Rashi, without near the kisa, even if it's partially in the reitiv, it doesn't go into the rest of the pat. But according to the Ri, that says if a chaticha is partially in the reitiv, it immediately goes to the whole pat, the whole pat's mistarfi mevato, and the pshat in the Mishnah of tipas chol shenafla of a chaticha means the chaticha was totally out of the reitiv, and near the kisa just makes it partially in the reitiv, so what's pshat in our Mishnah? And Taisa says, the whole part is mitzarev to mevatel. That's what the Mishnah means. In Yeshua b'neis and tam, a day that you don't have the entire part being mevatelot. And we have the Rishayim's kasha, not the Rishayim, the Achrayim's kasha, that if you don't have the teretz of shaming sas, or the teretz of the liquid being the hevelak there being melech the liquid, so if it's not submerged in the right, then why would it even go into the erech? Shem Kvega answered, because Taisus holds not the way. Taisus holds even a dry thing, which is not Shem, will go into the whole Yerech as long as it's in a pad, as opposed to being a tzli. And the Chavis Da says, no, it's talking about it's submerged in, under the Reitiv. The Gid part is submerged under the Reitiv. So Mela, that's why it will go into the whole Chaticha, according to Rashi, but it wouldn't go out. And according to the Ri, since Behechrik, it has to be submerged under the Reitiv, because if not, it will be like tzli, then it will go into the whole pot. Now there's another shita, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ayin Beis, that whenever the Isser is Davuk, you don't say the entire pot is Mevatel. If you, the case there was, let's say you have a bird, which you didn't take out the heart of the bird, so there's blood in the heart, which is cooked together with the bird. So if you don't have Shishim in the bird, connected the heart, even if you have shishim in the pot, but since it's dovuk to the bird, you need shishim in the bird connected. Since Simen Ayin Beis, it's also here in Simen Tzadik Beis also, the Ramah brings down the concept of Issa dovuk. Tais apparently didn't hold that way. Otherwise, that could be partial why you would need the Yerech to be b'neis and tam. Not only Shainim hold that way. But this is a din that the Paiskim bring, the two timim given for it. One time they say from the Maril Chai that that's the Metzias. When the Isser is Davuk, so the first initial time that the Isser gives out is into the piece that's Davuk. It doesn't go b'shove to everything. It first goes into the piece that it's Davuk to. So Memela, once it asks that, it doesn't become Mutter again. Ke'ilu, you cook something separately in a pot, and it wasn't B'nais in time, and then you took that Teruvus and put it together in a bigger Teruvus, which together with the bigger teruvus, it has shishim, but it's too late. Once it acid it, before it had shishim, you say, ein agola ba'ichlin, it doesn't become batal. It's only when initially it goes into the whole pat b'shave, so it becomes batal. But by davuk we say that the initial bliya is only in that piece, and then once it has that bliya and it acids that piece, it can't become mutter again, it can't become batal from the fact that it's with other food. That's one pshat in Issa Davuk. The other pshat is that with Cheshish, there was a time that it was alone. With Cheshish, that let's say after the cooking, you'll take out all the food and leave this alone, or maybe sometime during the cooking, you took it out, you pulled out just this piece. So since it was Davuk, Samela at that time would ask her, because then you didn't have Shishim. Just like if you would have an Issa cooking with shishim, and then you would take out the isser and part of the shishim, and cook them together, then it would answer that. You don't say it's already batal. So every time by davuk, you cheshish that will happen, or that happened. That's the other time the place can bring down, it's in Simen Ayin Beis Siv Gimel, by the lave of the eif, together with the eif, and there the Shach, Sifkan Yitches, says the first time that we said that the Chaticha is Memeheris Livrei Issa Tchila, it absorbs first, and that becomes a Chaticha in Asa Nevela, and then it can't become Mutter again. And this Nurama also brings this concept in Simen Tzadik Beis Siv Dalad, that when you have something cooked with an Issa Davuk B'Chatichas Heter, you don't use the whole pot for the Shishim. And there the Taz brings, Taz of Katan Yid Beis, brings from the Issa V'Heter B'Shem the Smak, that were chayshish, that there was a time where it was together, or will be, notice that only this heter would be together with the isser, wouldn't be together with the other pat. You'll take out the things from the pat first, or maybe you took this out alone sometime during the cooking. Tais apparently doesn't hold that way, because Tais is saying that even though here the gid is davuk to the erech, nevertheless, you mitzdarif the entire pat according to the re, to be mevatel it. Rabbi Kvega uses this yisayit of davuk to answer another one of Tais's kashas, or al-kapana mahara that Tais has. Tais says that the Mishnah says, if you have shishim, if you have b'neis and tamlecha, which we said means shishim, if you have shishim in the yerech, keneged the gid, it will be mutter. So Taisa says it's lav dafka. Because before you cooked this yerech, you had to have salted it. You're not allowed to cook meat without salting it. So before you cook this yerech, you have to salt it first. You have to do melicha. The Gemara says the melicha is ketzli, and Taisa holds that the tzli asks kedei klipa. So when you do the salting of this yerech, so now the gid will aser the basar around the gid kadei klipa, kadei a one layer, one thin layer of the meat around the klipa, around the gid and asher also becomes aser through the gid and asher. So now that you cook it, you not only have to be mevatel the gid, you also have to be mevatel the klipa around the gid. But Taisa says that depends on a machlekes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, which we'll get to. If you say the concept of chaticha atzma nasa nevela only by basa b'cholav, or even by shari sur, which means like this: when you have isur basa b'cholav, milk goes into meat. You have a kezayis of milk and 10 kezayisim of meat, and now you take this piece of basa b'cholav and cook it with 100 kezayisim of potatoes. So you have way more than shishin to mevatel the kezayis of milk. But you don't have shishin to mevatel the 10 kezayisim of meat. So even though initially, when the milk was cooked with meat, if there be meat to be mevatel, the milk will be mutter. But once the milk asks the meat, we say, chaticha atzman asa nevela, the meat becomes nevela. It's one shtick iser, and now you need shishin to mevatel the milk and the meat together. It's not enough to just be mevatel the milk. That's a din by basa b'cholav. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. We'll get to it behemshech es on daf kuf, and on daf kuf ches, we'll get to it. Now, there's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam ben Ephraim. What's a din by shari surim? If you cook nevela together with shkuta, and you didn't have shishin, so the nevela asked the shkuta, and now you take them both together, and cook it together with potatoes. Do you say that also chaticha atz menasa nevela? Since the shkuta became also by the nevela, it becomes a shtik nevela, and now you need to be mevatel both of them. Or no? By basa b'cholav, that's the way it works. They're both heter, they both become aser, it becomes one iser. But by other things, the shkuta is never aser, it's just a nevela inside. So, you don't need more to be mevatel than the nevela. You have one kezayis in nevela, you cook with 10 kezayis in meshkuta. So, Benetam says, the shkuta became aser. Now you have to be mevatel. You cook now this meat together with 100 kezayis in potatoes, will be aser. Because the shkuta became nevela, you need shishim kereget the shkuta. But Benetam says, no, by basa b'chol if you say that. But by shari surim, we say that only the kezayis in nevela is aser. The 10 kezayisim of shkuta, they're also the causes of kezayis and nevela in them. But now that you cook them with the potatoes, and the potatoes is more than 60 kezayisim of potatoes, the potatoes are mutter. You don't say chticha nasa nevela by shari sur. So he says, according to Ben Ephraim, it's good, because even though the gid anoshe in our case, when you did the melicha, it was aser the kedei klipa, but still, the kedei klipa is not aser, it's only the gid is aser. The gin is in the kadei klipa, fine. But now that you cook it together with the rest of the erech, you only need shishim to be mevatel the gid, not the kadei klipa. Vashenken, according to Ben Etan, te yisei chatech erasin nevela by shari surim. So then the Mishnah's lav dafka is not enough to be mevatel the gid, since al karchach you did melicha, you couldn't be matter without doing melicha, because otherwise you'd have a problem of dam. And when you did melicha, that should have made a blia of the kedei klipa around the gid. And Yenathim and Mavato that as well. Later, Taisus says a little bit at the Taisus of Afilu Mireish Oznai, he brings the Shita there from Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz, that you only say Chaticha Nasan Avela by an entire Chaticha. By a mix of Chaticha, you don't say Chaticha Nasan Avela. But Taisus doesn't like it. He says, Ein Latat. So Rabbi Knegel wants to say a teretz, even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that you say Chaticha Nasan Avela by Shari Surim, and even by a mix of Chaticha, he still wants to say why you only need in the Yerech to mevatel the Gid and not to be mevatel the Kedei Klipa. Because he says, Taisus had a kasha, why can't we use the entire pat to be mevatel? Why just the Yerech? So let's say the answer is Davok. And we'll go with the teretz of the smack that we said, that the Taz wrote down in Simon Tzadik Beis, that the problem with Davok is that mechayshish, that maybe the Heter and the Issa will be alone together. And then you would need Shishim in the Heter to Mivat alone. You wouldn't be able to mitzayif everything else. So Mamela Zakri Bekvega, Ivasel, be mistavit to Michalatim deraisim derabanan. The whole problem with Davok lefi zeh is a chash. There's a chash. If you have a piece of chalev on its own, and you cook it together with 60 pieces of potatoes or meat, so it's batal. Mashenkin, if the piece of chalev is attached to one of the pieces of meat, so we're afraid that maybe this meat and the chalev was at one point not in the pot, not together with everything else. And then you don't have shishim in the meat, keneged the chalev, and it asid the meat. But that's only because chalev is an issa deraisa. But let's say we're dealing with an issa derabanan. Of mistarbet to say when a chayish should have because safik derabanan lekula. So zogya b'kivega, gid anash is an issa deraisa. So in order to use the entire path to be mevatel the gid anash, that we say no. Since it's davik, we're afraid that maybe the erech and the gid anash will be left alone in the path. After you take out everything else in the path, the erech and the gid anash will be alone. Or sometime during the cooking, you'll remove the erech and the gid anash, and then the Gid Anash will be able to ask the Yerech if it doesn't have Shishim. So you can't be Mitzayef the rest of the path. You need Shishim in the Yerech. But that's because Gid Anash is their Isa. But Chaticha Nasan Avela by Shari Surim, that's the Rabbanan. Even Rabbeinu Tam that holds Chaticha Nasan Avela by Shari Surim, that's me the Rabbanan. Me the Isa, there's no such thing. So if you want to be Machmer, that the Klipa around it will ask the Yerech, that you're trying to make an Issa Derabanan should answer it, so that we say Savar Derabanan Lekula. For that we say, we can name on, that for that you need the entire pot to be, could be Mitzdarf to Mevato. Because we're not Cheshish for an Issa Derabanan that may be alone, because Savar Derabanan Lekula. So he says, this could really be the Makar to Issa Davuk. Tais is Kasha, Tais had a problem, that why is it only Miesh Babanais in Tam? Why don't you use the whole pot? The Teresh says, since it's Davuk, Chayshish will be alone. Mashenk and Nikdei Klipa, which is the Rabbanan, when Achayshish is the Davuk, that's what Teresh says to answer, that's what Bekveg says to answer Teresh's Kasha. He goes a step further. Teresh in the beginning of the Perek, asks the Kasha, we had said before that the Gemara says that our Mishnah that says that the Gid Anasha can ask the Erech is because our Mishnah is Yesh Begid Nimanais and Tam. So Teresh in the beginning of the Perek and Daf, Pei Tesem and Beis, Dibra Maschel, Im Yeshva B'nois and Tam, he asked the Kasha, maybe we're talking about the Shamnishel get asked in the Erech. How do you know that we hold Yesh Begid the B'nois and Tam? Maybe the Mishnah is Ein Begid the B'nois and Tam, and the Shamnishel get will ask for the Erech. So we said earlier, there is a pshat from the Rivam, that the Shamnishel get can't ask her when the get can't ask her. But according to the other Rishayim that hold that the Shamnishel get can ask her, so why don't we say the Mishnah means the Shamnashal Gid asks the Erech? So Taisa says the Shamnashal Gid is not called Gid. And Kvega says, Lefiza, it's very good. Because Shamnashal Gid is an Issa Derabanan. So for the Shamnashal Gid, then the entire part could be Mitzdarif. Because by an Issa Derabanan, we don't have the Chumrah of Davuk. Because we say Savi Derabanan Lekula. That's how the Gemara knew that since we says a Miesh Bob in Eisen Tam, you need that the Yerech should be B'nais in Tam. You're not mitzdarf the rest of the pot. Elamai, because with Machma, because it's Davik, I'm afraid that it might have been left alone, must be dealing with an Issa Deraisa. That's why we must hold the Yesh Begid in B'nais in Tam. As Isaac Yabikvei get to answer that, Taisus Kasha also. And now let's start the Gemara. The Ikasugi Sagamara really ends on the next blot, so we'll in the next shiur, Beis Hashem, will go through the sugya, but just one hour, I've been again the sugya. The Gemara says, Am Shmuel, Leishanu Elishin is Vashalba. The only case that the gid can ask to the Erech if it's cooked together. Avul Nitzle, but if it's roasted, then the gid does not ask to the Erech, because the tam doesn't go into the whole Erech. Kaila Vaichat Shemegir the gid. You can peel away the Erech until you reach the gid. Now the Emes says there are three shittas in this, which maybe we'll speak a little bit more by Riches in the next year. Shittas Taisus here is that you need Kedei Netila. Taisus holds that when you have Tzli, even though it doesn't go into the entire meat, the entire Erech, but it goes Kedei Netila, meaning about an etzba, about an inch worth, that's all considered the Blia. Kedei Netila Smakayim, where you have to take off an inch of it. You find the din of Kedei Netila in the Mishnah Msachim. The Mishnah says, by Karban Pesach that's roasted, the din is, if it's roasted through anything other than direct fire, it's Aser. You need Tzli Eish and not Tzli Machmas Davar Acher. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that if, let's say, some of the juice of the Karban Pesach while it's roasting would go onto the cheres of the tanner, would go onto the wool of the tanner, the earthenware of the tanner, and come back into the Karban Pesach, so that juice, that reitiv, is slimach mesdavar acher. You can't eat it. And now that it goes back into the Karban Pesach, it says yitil es mekaymai. You do netila. Netila means you take off an inch, so you see there's a din of netila. So he says reitiv maybe is different. Reitiv is maybe more mefafeya than stama gid. But he says, lamaisi, taisus holds not the way. He says you don't find anywhere that netila is good enough. You don't find anywhere, I mean, that klipa is good enough. You find sometimes you need klipa, but Taisus explains that's only when you don't really have the heat, when you have a hot thing going on to a cold thing, so it doesn't heat up. So there you find the din of klipa that you kalef, you peel off. In other places also you find the din of klipa. But by tzli, where they're both hot, Taisus names on that you need netila. He also brings a gemara in the first parak that also says when you shecht with the shamnuna sasaka, when you shecht the trefa, and you shecht with the knife that shechted the treif in the klipa, he says, there, because it's very little. But otherwise, Taisus holds you need netila. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba holds that klipa is good enough. It's only that case of reitiv that you need netila because of mefafeya, and Beis Hashem will speak about in the next shir. And there's a Rambam that seems told you don't need anything. You don't need neither klipa nor netila when you're talking about something dry. Reitiv, there's you need netila. It's reitiv, it's shamnunis maybe. But by Stam, Gid and Usha, you don't need anything. But like I said, we'll try to speak about this more in the next shiur, because it's Negeya also, the thing that Gemara about, the Chelev B'chuli. Now just one Ara, the Gemara then asks the Kasha from Avuna that says, Gedish etzole b'chal b'yasol echel afilim reish oznei. That's the end of this blot. The Avuna said, if you have a goat, which you did not remove the Chelev before you roasted it, and you roasted the goat before you removed the chalev. Here we're talking about a yerech that you didn't remove the gid. How about a goat that you did not remove the chalev? So Rav Huna said, if you roasted a goat that you did not remove the chalev, you can't eat from the entire goat. So the Gemara says, and we'll see this in the next plot, the next year, that chalev is different. Chalev is mefafeya, a fatty thing that could get around the entire thing. Mashayin kein, the gid anosh is not mefafeya. And therefore, it doesn't answer, it only asks, could they netila according to Taisus, could they klipa according to the Rajma, chelev is different, it's mefafeya. But, one aria from Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega brings down, the Magen Avram, by Hilchas Chametz and Siman Tov Mem Zayin, brings down a Agoyis Maimoni, that let's say, you roast together something chametzdik with a roast on Pesach. Let's say, you have, let's say, chametzdik of flour, which, or bread, or whatever it is, which is roasted together with an animal, with a yerech, with an animal, with a gedi, whatever it is, with chametz. So, does it answer the whole thing? So the guy Maimoni holds that it answers the whole thing. You know, klipa is not good enough, klipa and atila wouldn't work, it answers the whole thing. And the reason why is, because a little blia would go even by tzli. A mashu would go into an entire thing even by tzli. The reason why by tzli it doesn't ask the whole thing is because it's not nispashet b'shava. most of the bliya just goes in direct surroundings, the klipa, the netila, and otherwise the rest doesn't get enough to aser. So since it's b'mashu, so it would aser the whole thing. So Mikveig asks like this, Ibazai wants to know, so what's Shver and Shmuel? Shmuel holds that min b'mina could be batal. So Mimela, it's not going to ask the b'mashu. It would only ask the b'nais and tam. You would need shishim. So by tzli, it doesn't get in. It's not nispashit much. Only a mashu is nispashit. You zich have shishim to mevatel anything that's more than the kadei klipa or the kadei netila. But Rav Huna basins like Rav. Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav. And Rav holds, like Rav Yehuda, that min b'minai is lay batel. And Mikveg is naming on that chaylev has the same nin, has the same din min as basar. Chaylev is considered min b'minai with basar. So I bezei, Rav Huna l'shita holds that min b'minai is lay batel, just like we say by chametz b'pesach, when you say it's b'mashu, whenever the din is b'mashu, so tzlios is considered mashu in the whole thing. Vashen and Shmuel that holds that min b'minai is batel, you need shishim. So there, it's batel b'shishim. So then, by tzli, it wouldn't go into the whole thing, only a mashu, you'd have shishin to mevatlet. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That's what Rabbi Kivega. He says the teretz, it's a whole cheshbon, that the bliya is not going alone, it's going together with, it first goes into the kadei netila, and then together with the heter that's there in kadei netila goes the other chatichas. So if it's not going alone, so by chametz we even min b'she'enim minas b'mashu, so even if it's not going alone, it's mutter. Masha'en kain, if you hold min b'minas b'mashu, it's only when it's going alone. When it's going together with heter, it's kayachachem u'rv by, then you don't say min b'minas b'mashu, against the cheshbin. Ein kamokim l'harech for the teretz al-kaponim v'tzucha vei g'shmach akasha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.